sometimes you just need some very sobering, sage, straight advice. I've been working a lot recently. I've been working weekends and I've built up over the last few months, kind of accidentally, but kind of, I always usually end up here stressed. Just really in a tangle and so much work, I can't not do. I mustn't let this person down. I mustn't ruin this relationship, or I must just get the work done. I have to get the work done. Otherwise, I'm going to let all these people down that I've said I'll do the work and I'll do all this work and blah, blah, blah. And I get myself into a right twist and I can't see a way through. And I think, oh, I shouldn't be working at the weekends. And then I'm working at the weekends because it's easier to work at the weekends, because sometimes on a Friday, I'm so tired. It's just better if I just work on a Saturday, and then I'll just plan my next week on the Sunday and I'll be working a whole weekend. Anyway, the stress had mounted up. And a few weeks ago, I said to my lovely, lovely friend, I said, right, I need to talk to you on Friday. I've got to let some of this stress out. And so bless her, she booked this call in for me. She got herself a glass of wine. And she went, right, go. For an hour, I just went, oh, this happened, this going on, and I don't really understand. And I let it all out. At the end of it, she looks at me. She says, Kate, there is one thing that's going to change all of this. And I went, what is it, magic lady, with all the magic answers that can solve all of my problems? She says, Kate, you have got to stop working at the weekends. And in that moment, that's what I did. 3 weekends later, I have not worked at the weekends. And guess what? First weekend, I slept it off. Second weekend, I booked in some stuff with friends. Third weekend, I thought I better get something else in, otherwise I'm going to end up working again. And it cleared my head. Yeah, I think I've probably dropped a couple of balls, if you like, but sometimes those balls are meant to be dropped. And sometimes your sanity and your mental health is more important than those balls. And what I've noticed is I'm a bit more productive, I'm a bit more proactive, I'm a bit more joyful, and all because I got some straight, sobering, sage advice. And you know what that did for me? It gave me permission to do the thing I've been meaning to do but felt too guilty to do. And so here is where I get to, which is that for you today, whatever it is that you're getting in a tangle about, whatever it is you're stopping yourself from doing because it's worrying you about doing it, whatever it is that's just, you know, you're procrastinating over, just get it done. Get it done. Just stop. Just start. Sometimes it's so easy to overcomplicate something, isn't it? When you just have to do it. This is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. I'm Kate Cocker. And every month I host an Everyday Positivity hangout for you to come and meet other Everyday Positivity listeners and go through some of those things that, you know, might be bothering you. You might find some use in the hive mind. And generally, we have some fun. You can be at that hangout tomorrow, UK time, 5 p.m., Eastern American time, 1 p.m., Western American time, Pacific time, 10 a.m., Saturday, 23rd of March. To be there, all you have to do is head to the Facebook group, Everyday Positivity with Kate Cocker, and there is an Eventbrite link in there. And if you are already a bird member or a squirrel member or an elephant member for that matter on the Patreon, you will automatically be signed up. So make sure that you are a member of the Patreon. It starts at $3 a month from memory, and that'd be to be on the bird tier. To find out more, head to patreon.com/everydaypositivity. In the meantime, have a great day. And remember, you have 100% got this.